to The Divine Breadcrumb with your hosts, Carol Campos and Deb Sorensen. Carol and Deb have always believed the universe helps people on their path by sending signs, clues, or what they call divine breadcrumbs. A divine breadcrumb can create both small and massive shifts in a person's life. On this podcast, Carol and Deb will speak with authors, healers, entrepreneurs, and other amazing people across the globe to discuss these pivotal moments. So get ready to learn, to love, and to laugh. And remember, the universe always provides if you allow it to. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Carol. Deb and I are so excited to tell you about our new online program, Life Flip. What is Life Flip? Well, it's a methodology which examines your life experiences and builds on them to create the life you want, a life in complete alignment with your higher self. It's like flipping a house, using the foundation and good bones and creating something even more beautiful. Think of it as you 2.0. Some of you may be thinking, well, I have no idea what I want to do. I just know I don't want to be here. Well, Life Flip marries personal discovery work with business expertise, giving you the roadmap to go from where you are now to where you want to be. Whether you're just starting on this path or you're already on it and simply need some guidance, Life Flip can help you get there. To register, go to thedivinebreadcrumb.com, click the services tab, and click on Life Flip. You can do this, and it's not too late. Hello, everyone. I'm Carol.
This is Deb. Welcome back to The Divine Breadcrumb.
We are so flippin' excited because today we have with us manifesting master and all-around fantastic human being, Andy Dooley. Andy is right. Andy is co-founder of TUT.com and TUT standing for The Universe Talks. He's also the creator of Vibration Activation, a program that helps you crush your limiting beliefs, stop the negative chatter, and raise your vibration so that you can manifest the things you want to see in your life. Andy is also a comedian, an author, a speaker. He's a YouTuber, and he has a unique way of teaching metaphysics through his storytelling. He travels around the world teaching people how to reach their full potential, and his new story manifesting method is changing lives. About a year and a half ago, Deb and I had the pleasure of attending one of Andy's vibration activation workshops. Whoa, mama, we left that workshop feeling buzzy and giddy and excited about life. And this was about a month before we came up with the idea of the divine breadcrumb. And I have no doubt that some of the exercises we learned from Andy that day helped bring our idea into the world. And I continue to use his teachings, especially on the days when I'm feeling in a funk. Andy's energy is electric and fun, and we can't wait to dive in. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here and go deep and share some stuff and really for your listeners. So big thank you to the listeners for making this happen. And we're going to share some great stuff for you today. Some immediate things you can grab, take, and start applying in your life.
Oh, that sounds perfect. So to start off, you know, you weren't always the high vibration human you are today, and you had some dark days. Would you give our listeners a little background on what was that pivotal moment or what we would call a divine breadcrumb moment in your life that led you down the path you're on now?
Yes, those dark days that haunt us souls, that hold us back. Oh, no. We must break free from the chains that hold us down that we put upon ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. So for me, there's been quite a few, you know, defining moments, as I'm sure you guys can relate to as well.
Yes.
You know, and I had kind of early on out of art school, I found success pretty quickly. It was like, you know, kind of that like naivete, you know, ignorance is bliss. I was in Orlando. I was working in Universal Studios on feature films and movies. Then Mike and I, we started this t-shirt company, and then my mom joined us. You know, the first couple of years of the t-shirt business were really hard. And then after the third year, you know, we had been applying all this metaphysical law of attraction affirmations. And by the end of our third year selling t-shirts out of a push cart, we grossed over $1 million.
Wow.
That's
like,
amazing.
What? And so then we just kept rocking that, you know, we caught the wave, you know, perfect place, perfect time, perfect brand. And we rode that wave for about 10 years. And then it was, you know, things had to change. We had had enough of retail and wholesale, and all of us had grown tremendously. A lot of personal growth when you're working with your family and running a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I then went on my own, you know, to go conquer the world and make another $1 million.
Yep.
Fell flat on my face.
Oh no.
Crashed and burned. You know, and you're kind of left scratching your head going, I thought I had figured this all out.
Yep.
Right.
You know, I ended up going into debt. I just felt lost and confused. What am I doing? You know, what's my purpose? A lot of soul searching. I was in a relationship at that time and that crashed and burned, and I was really heartbroken. And that was like the first time I'd really experienced like a real heartbreak. And my back, you know, physical, of course, the physical symptoms show up when you're not in alignment. You know, the
Absolutely.
Body's going to go, hey, your thinking's out of alignment. We got to let you know. And then that was like a defining point, you know, in 2008, where I was like, all right, who do I really want to be? What do I want my life to be about? And let's go do that. So I remember thinking, I want to become a professional speaker, author. I want to have my own program. I want to teach people how to create the life of their dreams. And, you know, I'm saying that from a place of desperation and like, who am I to tell anybody how to live their life? And I just went back to reading the books and meditating and, you know, attending workshops and applying, you know, everything that's been written on, you know, how to be successful, Think and Grow Rich, and started reading the more channeled material, discovered Abraham Hicks, doing just everything and anything to, you know, I hired a life coach. It was like, that was a profound breakthrough moment for me in hiring a life coach. Somebody outside of my family and friends who had a different perspective on me and that I could talk to. And that really was huge. And then I was like, all right, I'm doing this. Like, you know, they say you can make your dreams come true. So I'm going to go for it. I joined Toastmasters. I started speaking. I started winning all the contests. I really had this knack for speaking and humor and making a strong point. And then The Secret blew up, and, you know, Mike, my brother, was getting speaking gigs he couldn't take because there was such a demand. So he was like, hey, you know, I have a brother. He'll do it. So I was picking up his breadcrumbs. I just kept going and going and started putting together a program. I put together a book. I started offering life coaching, and it just started just coming in from all directions. And then after like 5 years of really going out on the road, speaking, doing comedy, spiritual comedy, like at Unity churches, hotel meeting rooms, you know, I get a room full of people and, you know, I do an hour and a half of comedy and stories and metaphysics. And then I created Vibration Activation. Like, it finally came together. And then I was like, well, what am I doing that's getting these results for my clients and myself? And it was, and then I was like, okay, I broke it down to 3 core steps, which I want to give you guys and your listeners these vibration activation. You know, it's now one of my signature programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so step one is you just got to really become conscious of what you're thinking, what you're doing with your thoughts, and knowing that you can't have a positive life with a negative mind. And so when you catch yourself, I call it bitch train or bliss train. When you catch yourself on the bitch train, you got to say something, because you're creating more of what you don't want. Even though you're justified in complaining about the government, complaining about your spouse or your kids or the neighbors or your coworkers, you're justified, right? I mean, yeah, that person said something, did something they shouldn't have said or done, and it's affecting you. But the more you talk about it and focus on it, the more you stay stuck in it. And so therefore you have to say stop, cancel, clear. So write this down, listeners. Stop, cancel, clear, because you got to stop that negative train of thought, cancel it, clear it, And stop, cancel, clear, get the fear out of here. Get the negativity out of here. Stop, cancel, clear, get the procrastination out of here. Whatever it is, you've got to be bigger than what's happening, which is really a challenge. It takes years to get that. You got to be bigger than your environment, bigger than the negativity that's happening, and realizing it's temporary and that you can get above it. You can get beyond it. And so when you say stop, cancel, clear, get the fear out of here, it's stopping the negative train of thought that's derailing your life. And then you say, like my clients, like if I'm working with a new client, they'll tell me, Andy, I've been using stop, cancel, clear like 10 times a day, every single day. I had no idea how negative my mind had gotten. So that's step one. So yeah, when you stop the negative train of thought, it does bring relief. You become conscious. Oh, wow. This is what I'm saying. You know, I keep saying, you know, a lot of common things that people will say is, you know, I'm not good enough, or it's not going to work for me, or I'm the weirdo. Even I'm tired. I'm so tired. I'm always tired. Like you will perpetuate that and you will become more and more tired if you keep saying you're tired. Now, the tiredness is obviously coming from something deeper, you know, probably not following your heart or feeling discouraged in life or just not getting enough sleep, but you're not going to help the situation by just keep talking about it and what is. So you got to get on the other side of it. So step two of vibration activation, this is, you know, a lot of people have told me, Andy, this is the Holy Grail. This is the missing piece. How come I've never heard this before? I'm like, well, because, you know, I came up with it. You know, you have, this is the first time you've been introduced to my teaching. So the transition story is telling the story of how you're getting from point A to point B, because there's where you are now, and then there's where you want to be. And there is a lag time, right? You know, in this metaphysical realm, you know, you hear about quantum leaps, and it sounds sexy and fun. But I got to tell you, most people who make a quantum leap are not able to maintain it unless they've built the foundation.
Right.
And it's a real thing. Quantum leaps really do happen. But there's a buildup of energy and momentum that enables it to happen. And so that is your transition story. So the three magic words, you listeners can write these down, are beginning, becoming, and allowing. Beginning, becoming, and allowing. And those three words allow you to believe it and feel it and enjoy the journey, enjoy the process of becoming more, arriving at a destination. So when you say, I'm beginning to get the hang of this, I'm beginning to think more positive thoughts, I'm becoming more optimistic, I'm becoming more focused, I'm allowing things to work out for me, I'm allowing the energy to flow, I'm allowing myself to have fun, I'm allowing myself to honor my intuition and trust myself. When you tell that kind of story, which is part of story manifesting, it's believable for your brain and it feels like relief. It feels like there's a little bit of momentum building, as opposed to saying, I'm now a multi-million New York Times best-selling author traveling the world, saving people. It's like, that's just too big of a jump. Your brain goes, BS, you are not a best-selling author.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. And I can tell you to our listeners what Andy's talking about. It really works. Just saying, just making that subtle difference in the way you say the sentence, you could feel your energy rise. It is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And it works. That's the best thing about the whole process, is that when you tell this new story, you really start to believe it and feel it. You know, just like right now as a quick little example for the listeners, just imagine yourself starting to think the thoughts of, you know, I'm beginning to feel better about myself, right? Not I am worthy and I'm going to go rocky. Just I'm beginning to feel better about myself. I'm beginning to appreciate where I'm at. I'm beginning to know that it's a journey. I'm beginning to appreciate the journey. I'm beginning to celebrate the little things. You know, just that alone can shift your vibe, and how you feel is how you're attracting. That's another great phrase that I have people in my workshops write down. You know, how I feel is how I attract, not how I'm thinking, because sometimes we tell ourselves positive thoughts, but we don't really feel them and believe them. And so it's so important to get to the feeling. I'm beginning to feel more optimistic. I'm beginning to feel the possibilities of things being different. Like, that's why the new year can be so exciting for so many people, because there's this collective energy of a new year, a new opportunity. And we know all about resolutions, but just that feeling of optimism. Okay, that was 2019. This is a new year. Let's start again. There's that feeling of optimism, and you can keep it going by telling that transition story. And you can come up with other phrases too, like I'm beginning to get it. I'm getting it. I'm sticking with it. I'm starting to feel it. Any kind of phrases that help you transition into a believable story that then will become your reality is really the key.
Absolutely. And you hit it. I mean, the feeling part is so important.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to feel it. It's another one of my favorite phrases. I'm giving you guys a lot of notes to write down. So this is good. Feeling first, manifestation second. Feeling first, manifestation second. The feeling has to come first because the feeling is a vibration. And we live in a vibrating universe where everything is made up of vibrating energy. And you, the individual person sitting there, you know, listening to this with your hands and your feet and your toes and your eyes and your nose, you are made up of vibrations. You're vibrating right now at different frequencies. And your desires, the things you want, are vibrating on certain frequencies. And when you get it that how you feel is how you're attracting, and that's why feeling good, feeling happy, feeling gratitude is so important. So many of us make the mistake of wanting the situation to change first, and then we'll feel good. You know, give me the money, then I'll feel good. Give me a pain-free body, and then I'll feel good. Let me lose 20 pounds, and then I'll feel good.
Right.
Of course you will, and that's totally normal to think that. But if you're going to be a master creator, a master manifester, you've got to generate the feeling before the manifestation. So you got to start feeling optimistic, feeling good, feeling abundant, feeling like that special someone is already in your life. And then you open, you're on the, then you change your vibration, and then they can come easily into your life. So feeling first, manifestation second. That is really, really a powerful saying, because anytime it's not working, it's like a good check-in. Hey, I'm getting frustrated. Hey, it's taking too long. Okay, well, how have you really honestly been feeling about it? Well, I've been kind of frustrated. I kind of been down. I kind of been, oh, well, no wonder it's not showing up, because I'm not feeling it like it's already in my life. You got to feel like it's already there, and then it can come.
So true. Sometimes hard to do that.
Oh, very hard to do it. You know, that's what I, you know, every week, you know, I have my clients, you know, I do one-on-one coaching, and we work on these tools, and we play That's Right on the phone. I have them tell me their transition story. You know, I get them up on their feet doing power poses, telling me the story. I have one exercise I do with my clients where they have to speak for 60 seconds as if it's already happened, and speak it, talk it, feel it. You know, you're speaking it into existence. You're vibrating it into existence. So they speak it for 60 seconds with energy and enthusiasm. Then I say, okay, now speak for 30 seconds, but I want you to double the energy and the gratitude and the feeling of whether it's abundance or love that you're wanting to manifest. And then they go for 30 seconds. And I say, okay, that was great. Now do it for 15 and double the intensity even more. Then I'll do it for 7 seconds and double it even more. And it's a really powerful, fun exercise that really gets you vibrating on a whole different frequency. And then when it's done in less than 2 minutes, people are like, oh my God, I'm really buzzing right now.
Yep.
It's a blast. It's a blast.
You just mentioned the That's Right exercise that you do in your class. And that's one of the things Carol and I still to this day do regularly. It's one of our favorite things to do. We even do it when we email each other or message each other and, you know, that's right. You know, we have a, you know, we have a meeting today, or that's right. We're going to go to this conference. So we do that constantly and we love it.
Yeah. It just gets you like in this giggly, happy mode.
It really does. It narrows the focus, because one of the biggest challenges we all face as conscious creators that often keep us from being deliberate creators is we suffer from lazy and lousy focus. You know, our focus is everywhere. There's so many distractions that we're living with now than ever before. I mean, we are overwhelmed with information. We're overwhelmed with distractions. And That's Right enables you to really narrow in the focus. And I was reading a book from one of the top negotiators for the FBI. You know, he's no longer the lead terrorist negotiator, but he wrote a book. And he said that one of the things he teaches and one of the things that he did in all his negotiations was he would repeat back to the terrorist their situation to them. And when he got the terrorists to say, "That's right," the door was open and he knew he could get what he wanted. Because it's that feeling of connection. This person really gets me. They just repeated back to me who I am and what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And so it's such a confirmation. So when now he trains people. Like, this is FBI right now is training people to negotiate with terrorists. Even though they say they don't negotiate with terrorists, they do. And they got to get the terrorists to say, "That's right." Because now they feel felt, they feel heard. And because that connection is so important in negotiation, rapport, and connection, you can't get anywhere if you don't feel like the other person feels you. You won't give them what they want. So anyway, "That's right" is such a powerful way to affirm and confirm and narrow the focus on what you want. Like, "That's right, the Divine Breadcrumb is gaining subscribers every week." So you guys, we'll go back and forth and we'll talk about the Divine Breadcrumb.
Okay.
Just what you guys are doing. Just simple and easy. So "That's right. You guys have a great show."
"That's right. We do have a great show."
"We do have a great show. That's right. We are getting more and more subscribers. Woohoo."
"That's right. You're interviewing the best of the best."
"That's right. We are interviewing the best of the best."
See, I feel the buzziness.
Right? "That's right. You guys are, your listeners are very appreciative of what you're doing."
"That's right. Our listeners are very appreciative of what we're doing."
I'm sorry. I get like a giddy schoolgirl when we do this. It's so fun. And I really do feel my vibration raised.
Yeah.
So Andy, like getting back, because I mean, I know so many people love talking about the whole manifestation topic. And so many people fall into the trap of, okay, I'll just do a vision board and then I'm going to watch that car appear or the job appear or whatever. And then they get discouraged when it doesn't happen. So I know you've talked about, you know, putting the feeling into it, but I know with Abraham Hicks, there's 5 steps of creation you've learned from them. Can you maybe talk to our listeners about that?
Yeah. This is profound. So Abraham is definitely one of my teachers, mentors. I just feel like their information and insights are so profound and powerful and life-changing. And I'm putting together now a PDF small book on the 5 steps. So yeah, step 1 is you ask for what you want, and contrast helps you do that. And Abraham Hicks was really the first one to really make the word contrast kind of like part of the law of attraction vocabulary. And the reason they chose that word is because contrast is problems. You know, when you have a problem, it's providing you contrast. But problem brings in judgment on, oh, that's good, that's bad. Whereas contrast just, it just is, you know, it's hot versus cold, wanted versus unwanted. So there's really no judgment, it's just contrast. And when you get it that we live, like fish live in an ocean of water, right? That's their environment. We are conscious creators that live in an ocean of contrast. There's always things wanted in every situation, and there's things unwanted. You know, like right now, if you're listening to this and you're in pain, well, you've got contrast. You'd rather be pain-free. You know, right now, if you're listening to this and you're sitting in traffic and you wish you weren't in traffic, well, that's contrast. And it's not good or bad, it's just contrast. But then when we, as with our own personality and perception, we will then decide, oh, this is good or this is bad. But it's relative. So step 1 is you ask for what you want. Contrast helps you do that. So step 2, source energy answers that call of what you want, and it's done vibrationally waiting for you in the vortex. The law of attraction assembles all the cooperative components. So that's mind-boggling that when we ask, boom, it's done. The universe says, hey, we got it. We're done. We know the people. We know the places. We got the ideas. It's all synced up for you. So step 1 and step 2 are happening automatically all day, every day. Step 3, this is where you allow your dreams and desires into your life by believing and feeling them first. You get into the vortex by appreciating your life, the unfulfilled desires, you just got to start celebrating everything. Feel good now. Have fun today. You know, allow yourself to receive what you want. Step three is allowing. It's the law of allowing. It's getting in the vortex. It's really feeling first, manifestation second. You just got to start feeling like things are working out for you. And that feeling right there in itself is enough that you'll be guided to the next thing and the next thing. So step three is allow it, feel it, get into the receiving mode of it. Step four is mastering step three. So, and that's really, really when you really take it to a whole nother level. Step four is when you're living unconditionally, which means, and this is profound, you don't need the conditions to change in order for you to feel good. Because that goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You know, if they would just be nicer, if my lover would just show up, if I could just get, you know, 10,000 subscribers, 100,000 subscribers, then I'll feel good. Then I'll feel successful. That's going about it the wrong way. Step four is saying, I don't need the conditions to be any different for me to feel good. So I can have what I have right now and still feel good with what I have. It doesn't mean you're giving up. It just means I'm not going to ask other people or the conditions to be different so that I can feel better. So that's step four. You've mastered step three. You're really like you live in a consistent state of joy and appreciation. You've just tuned yourself to that. You wake up feeling good. You wake up, you have morning ritual where you wake up and you meditate, you journal, you read, you take care of yourself. You don't wake up in the morning and watch the news. You don't wake up in the morning and check your email or phone because you're going to get triggered by something. And then now you're on the bitch train and you'll spend the rest of your day trying to get on the bliss train.
So true.
Yeah. So that's another thing I do with my clients. I make sure that they have morning and evening rituals that get them in alignment with what they're creating. So they're become a deliberate creator, right? We're all conscious creating. We're all consciously creating, but very few of us are deliberately focusing and deliberately creating. And this is a time, as you guys know, of awakening, of massive transformation. And more people now have access to this information in a variety of different forms all over the world. And more people now are asking deliberately, and they're focusing on what they want. And they understand that there's something going on with what we think about and what we feel and what we manifest. People are now catching on to this. So step four is mastering step three, living unconditionally. Step five, this is Abraham's favorite step. This is when you're back in step one and you're okay with the contrast. You don't get mad, you get excited. You focus on what you want and you get back into the receiving mode, which is step three. So like, you know, later today, something happens, you have a contrasting moment and you go, yay, contrast, okay. You don't beat yourself up because you're having a step one moment. You don't say, why me? How come? I can't believe it. Here we go again. You know, I had a massive, you know, at the beginning of 2020, you know, January 2nd, I had a massive dose of contrast where I found out that I owe $14,000 to my homeowners association for the hail damage that happened last summer. And there was a special assessment and the insurance didn't cover it. It was like one of those things that slipped through the cracks. So I was like, wow, really? I was like, okay, yay, $14,000. I will embrace this contrast. Thank you. New desires are born. Okay, now if I get into step three and allow myself to feel that abundance, then the money's there, no problem. But if I'm, you know, I'll come and this and that, and I'll get a lawyer and I'll sue you and fight, fight, fight. Just like, oh, it's the worst. So I celebrate the contrast, and that's very challenging. But that's the work, to welcome the contrast, to celebrate it, even just be conscious and go, wait a minute, this is just contrast. It's not good or bad. It just is. Now, what am I going to do with it?
Right. Well, and I think a lot of people have trouble allowing. They put out there what they want, but then they're holding on to it so tight.
Yeah.
Instead of allowing the universe to kind of work with them and do its thing.
Yeah. The allowing part is tricky because we've just been conditioned in a society where we're taught at a young age that love is something outside of you and you have to get it. You know, success is outside of you. You have to prove it. You have to work hard, and then you can feel good. You have to do these things, and then you can feel good. But now, you know, with the information that we now have and how it works is you got to feel good. You got to get happy. You got to allow yourself to feel good, to feel happy, to let joy be the guiding light. One of my favorite Abraham Hicks quotes that I ended the book with is this one. It says, if we were talking to you on the first day here, we would say, welcome to planet Earth. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. And your work here, your lifetime career, is to seek joy. As you think thoughts that feel good to you, you will be in harmony with who you really are. And in doing so, you will utilize your profound freedom. Seek joy first, and all of the growth that you could ever imagine will joylessly and abundantly come to you.
Love it.
Yes, love it.
Yeah. So it is a big shift for a lot of people, you know, to think that your purpose in life, your mission on planet Earth is to seek joy. And then to figure out what brings you joy. You know, is that writing? Is that doing podcasts? Is that making videos? Is that saving the animals? Is that, you know, helping the less fortunate? Whatever lights you up, do that and allow that to bring you joy. But seek the things, seek joy in everything you do. You know, even in doing the dishes, cleaning up after the dog or the cat, you know, how seek joy, create joy, bring the joy, be the joy. And that's not always easy. You know, if you've got aches and pains, you're in debt, somebody's dying, your kid's not listening to you or strung out on drugs, right? I mean, that's a lot of reasons why you wouldn't feel good, but that's where you got to rise above the conditions and say, I'm not going to deny the conditions, but I can still allow myself to feel good even though someone I love is dying, even though I've got some physical pain right now, even though I'm in debt, even though, you know, maybe someone's struggling from some kind of disease. It's like, you still want to find a way to feel good and then practice that. That'll eventually become happiness. That'll eventually become joy. And you'll go, this is who I really am. This is what it's about.
Absolutely. So you use art, humor, and storytelling in the way that you teach, and you teach others the importance of storytelling. Why is this so powerful in terms of leading a fulfilling life?
Yeah, because we're creators in the time-space reality, that's one of the gifts of this time, that we have time. And we can have a beginning, middle, and end. And we can see, you know, yesterday was yesterday, that's the past, today's today, tomorrow's the future. We can feel like there's a timeline, you know, this call started at 12 noon mountain time. And we can see ourselves as characters, as creators on a journey, learning skills. So storytelling is inherently built into our upbringing, it's in our DNA. It's how we make sense of the world through story. And we all have stories that we're telling all the time. You know, we have stories of, oh, I'm great at sales, or I'm terrible at sales, but I'm a great listener, right? We have all these different stories we tell ourselves. And you realize it's just a story, and you can tell a better story about anything. And so when you really learn to look at yourself as a character and not, because a lot of people look at themselves and say, well, this is just how it is. I'm not creative, and that's how it is. And then you have a fixed mindset. And there's a lot of research around the difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. And when you have a growth mindset and you embrace opportunities, you embrace challenges, and failure is not a bad thing. You look at failure as a good thing, and then you realize, okay, I can tell a better story about my life. And you put a new story down on paper. It's profound because you read it and you start to believe it. Right? You can believe the story of I'm not good, my parents abandoned me, I'm a failure, nothing ever works out for me. That story is not going to help you. But if you tell this transition story of things are turning around, I'm beginning to get this, I'm beginning to pay attention to how I feel, and I can always change my thoughts. I love being able to focus on different things. And you can tell when you're thinking a negative thought that doesn't feel good, and you can tell when you're thinking a good thought that does feel good. So it sounds really woo-woo when you say, well, just deny the reality. of your situation, but sometimes you've got to get outside of yourself so you can see it in a better light, see the opportunities instead of seeing yourself as a victim. You know, it's so when you become a creator, you become a storyteller. You start creating a better story. You say, you know, I mean, just make it up, you know? I mean, we're making it all up. So make up a story of how things are turning around and 2020 is going to be your year and you're off on the right foot and you're feeling optimistic and you're attracting the right information. Like anybody, you know, who's listening to the Divine Breadcrumb, I mean, it's no coincidence you're listening to this. You're hearing these words at this time. You've been asking, like, how do I get there? How do I do it? And all of a sudden, you know, it's like, here, transition story. Tell a better story. Beginning, becoming, and allowing. Watch how quick your life starts to transform when you start thinking better thoughts, telling a better story.
Yeah, it's powerful. And what I love too, it's not only does it get you really pumped up and you can see things start to change, but for me, storytelling with others is all about connection. Like, I'd so much rather listen to someone tell a story than sit and watch a PowerPoint presentation. Stories are just powerful. They connect people. They light people up.
Yes. The connection, the heart, the mind. Oh, wow. This is this person's journey. Oh, I can relate to that. Oh, I've heard about that. Oh, wow. I felt that too. You know, I've been depressed and upset and heartbroken too. Wow. How'd you turn that around? Oh, well, I started meditating. I started thinking better thoughts. Yeah, so stories are, and now even in marketing, I mean, you're seeing so many brands come up and they're all, you know, Seth Godin is saying, you know, consumers don't buy products, they buy stories, relationships, and magic.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the days of a storyless and faceless product are quickly dissolving. Because all of us listening, you would much rather buy from somebody that you've heard their story, that you feel like you can relate to. Like even now, someone listening to this is much more likely, I'm not trying to make a sale here, but they're much more likely to buy one of my books than somebody they haven't met and somebody they haven't heard, right? Because just hearing me talk, you've been able to relate to me, you've heard a little bit of my story. You feel there's a connection. So people buy relationships, stories, and magic. And so the brands and products that are going to take off and do extremely well are telling stories. And there's a relatable character behind that brand that people can relate to and feel like, oh, that woman, that man, I relate to them. I like what they're doing. I like what they're saying. That's why Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, it's like, you're getting to know people. They're sharing. I mean, it's amazing the transformation that's happening on planet Earth right now and how we're just becoming more connected because of story.
Yeah, absolutely. And that kind of segues nicely into kind of our last question, because you have a YouTube channel and it has some great content. You have guided meditations and all kinds of things. Would you like to talk a little bit about what you're providing on YouTube?
Yeah, I love making videos. I love having content out there that people can find. And I'm finally, like, I had, when I first got going with YouTube, I mean, it was years ago. And, you know, I wasn't, you know, and YouTube even wasn't doing it. It was just like, you just put videos up. I mean, you remember when YouTube first got going? It was like this weird platform where just people were putting up weird dog, cat videos, birthday party videos, stupid videos.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's become this massive educational, transformational platform. I mean, like if I had kids right now, I'd be like, I don't know if you really want to go to college. You can learn everything on YouTube. So YouTube is just a phenomenal platform, and I'm really like relearning how to go through it and properly tag things and properly search what people are looking for to give them what they want. So now my videos are getting much better rankings and much better SEO, because it's like, oh, you need to know the SEO behind YouTube. But anyway, yeah, there's guided visualizations. There's videos of me talking. There's this year I'm going to be making a lot more videos because it's just so much fun. I mean, video is such a powerful platform to tell stories and to share experiences that people can relate to, and then, you know, offer people great content, information that can transform their lives.
Yeah, and you do. You're very generous with your content, and your videos are always great. There's music. It's just always fun and upbeat, and it's not fluff. It's really good information.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Andy, what else do you have coming up in 2020?
Yeah, in 2020, I will be going out and speaking again. I'll be doing story manifesting workshops, as well as a new comedy, like a one-hour kind of spiritual comedy program that I'm putting together. I'll be doing lots of webinars this year. Yeah, just out there speaking, coaching, meeting people. Just, you know, I love to travel and do workshops in different cities. You guys are in Boston, right? Massachusetts?
Well, we actually saw you in Framingham, and I think you had like not the most fun commute to the hotel because, yeah, Framingham's kind of outside of Boston. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It actually worked well for us because we don't like having to go into Boston. So we were loving it.
Yeah. I think this year I will be back. I think this year I'll be back in Boston because Mike is putting together his tour schedule now.
Okay.
And then I don't know if, I don't think he's, if he's doing Boston this year, then I probably won't. But anyway, like I'll be hitting some major big cities this year across the USA and overseas as well. I'll definitely hit Canada. Probably, I'd love to go to Amsterdam again.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. The Dutch are great because they are so honest and they're not going to laugh unless it's funny. You know, like the best audience ever.
It's a good challenge for you. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Well, we'll keep an eye out. And if you come to Boston, we'll come say hi.
Yeah, that'd be great. You guys could help out if you wanted, volunteer. If you, sure. I send an email, I'm going to Boston. I'll, you know, email me back and be like, hey, we'll help you.
Yes, we'd love to.
Cool. Absolutely. Yes, we'd love to.
Yeah.
That's right. We will help you.
That's right. It'll be a blowout.
Well, Andy, thank you so much for spending some time with us. This has been really fun.
Yeah, it's a blast. I love connecting with you guys and sharing the good vibes and raising the vibe. And thank you, listeners, for listening. And take action. Apply what you learn right after this, after you're done listening to this. Write down some sentences. Write down a page full of sentences. That's right, sentences, beginning, becoming. Write down the new story, but make it believable, but not too far-fetched. Whereas, like, if you're writing something, you're like, oh, that's never going to happen. Then dial it back a few steps. And break it down into smaller steps. You know, there's that one thing. I don't know if you guys ever read that article called 1,000 True Fans. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did read that.
So a lot of people think, oh, you need 1,000,000 subscribers to make it. It's like, no, you need 1,000 true fans. That's all you need. So that's why, like, if you're writing down your new story of how you have, you know, you've sold 1,000,000 copies or you're now 1,000,000,000, you know, break it down so it does feel believable and doable, but it's still a stretch. You know, like, and if you're a content creator of any sort listening to this, there's a very famous blog post. You just type into Google 1,000 true fans and you can read it and how, like, all you really need, like, your goal is just get 1,000 true fans because you're trying to get 1,000,000 fans. It's like, that's overwhelming. Like, what? Mm-hmm. But 1,000, you know, start with 10, get 10 people who love your stuff and get them to tell their friends and then get to 20 and then get to 100 and then get to 500. And then when you get to 1,000, you've got a career. You can do what you love for the rest of your life. And then of course, if you get 1,000 raving fans, you can scale it to 10,000 and just keep building.
I'm getting a flashback to the Fabergé commercial and so on and so on. And that's the way it works.
That's the way it works. Yeah.
We're dating ourselves.
Yeah. We're really dating ourselves, but that's okay.
So Andy, where can people find you online?
Yeah, Andy Dooley, Andy Dooley TV on YouTube, which is so funny. I think Andy Dooley TV. Andy Dooley on YouTube. You can go to andydooley.com. If you go to andydooley.com, on my homepage, you can download my book for free, The 13 Biggest Manifesting Mistakes and How to Fix Them.
Oh, awesome.
So that's a great book that so many people rave about because it's like, okay, here are the core mistakes that we're all making. And here's how to fix them so you can really start manifesting what you want. And even understanding that it's not about manifesting, it's about feeling good. You know, the prize, the reward is being happy. The manifestation is secondary. So when we get that in your head, that what I really want is to be happy, and then I'll get the manifestations. But let's get happy first, and then everything gets easier.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Great. We will put all of your contact information in our show notes. So everybody listening, you can go find Andy, check him out. If he's coming to your town, go. It was such a fun day. It's probably one of the top five workshops I've ever gone to.
Woohoo! That's right. It was one of the best you've ever been to.
It was energizing. It was entertaining. Carol and I had a blast. So I urge everyone, check Andy out. Go. You'll learn a ton and you'll have a blast doing it.
Yeah. Thank you. It was a blast. It'll be new stuff. It'll be great. It'll be fun to see you guys. So yeah, hopefully Mike doesn't do Boston this year, and I will.
Yes, that's right. You will do Boston this year.
Right.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. As always, you can catch the show on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and our website, thedivinebreadcrumb.com. If you like what you're hearing, we'd love to, you know, get a review, have you comment, send us an email. We love chatting with you and checking in. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Carol, any final thoughts?
Nope. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Andy.
Feeling first, manifestation second.
Absolutely. Woo! Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.